often you can say you pastored two churches on one property. Takes a lot of skill, eh? Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah, please, and chapter 1. It's great to see you. Welcome here. If you're here for the first time, I met some Afrikaans people from New Zealand. I don't know what to say to you. Hello, Mart. Hello, mate. I don't know. It's nice to have you. Thanks, Clint. Last Sunday morning, a lady came back to God for the first time in a very long time. She picked up her chair. She moved it here. She made right with God. She put her chair in the building. She left here and she died on Monday morning. We do not know how important these times are, my friends. We don't know what we're doing. We've put out 200 or 300 more chairs than we ever had in that tent, and it's full. Because if you give God space, He'll fill it. I got an SMS this morning. We worked it out. I was just sitting and reading Solomon's prayer, and it says, Lord God, thank you for taking care of our needs each and every day. When he dedicated the temple, so I worked out how much money we need until we pay our building off, and it's 71,000 rand a day. We need every day until the end of September next year. And I thought, God, how on earth are we going to do that? And then our accountant walked into my office and he said, hey, Rory, 71,000 rand came in on Sunday. And this morning when I woke up, I got an SMS from Adrian in Stellenbosch with a deposit of 71,000 rand into our bank account. Let's give God glory. And as Clint reminds me, the number plate of my car was 71. So God is working. He could give us the money one shot, but He wants us to trust Him for another 14 months, every day, 30 days a month for 14 months. Amen? So let's look at the book of Nehemiah. The words of Nehemiah, son of Hakaliah, in the month of Kislev in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men, and I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and about Jerusalem. He just asked two questions. How are God's people and how is God's place? I just want to ask you one simple question today. What moves you? What stirs you? I know what motivates people. I know what energizes people. I know what drives people. I've seen athletes strive to come first. I've seen businessmen work hard to make money. But what moves you? What stirs your inner core? They said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace, and the walls of Jerusalem are broken down and its gates have been burnt with fire. When I heard these things, I sat down and I wept. For some days I mourned and I fasted and I prayed before the God of heaven. What moves you? Young people, thank God that He's raised you up to go around this nation to move people in the depths of their soul for something that's more important than making money or making a name. This church was not birthed, friends, to somehow pander to suburbia. This church was birthed to change our nation and to change the nations of the earth. I tell you what moves me. The greatest picture I've had in the last two weeks, was seeing my 22-year-old son standing about halfway back last Sunday after he had dropped his chair. And we've been in the church for 25 years. He was born into the church. And I've always said the church is beautiful and the church takes my breath away. But the church is not always beautiful. Sometimes the church is really ugly. And sometimes the church is really unforgiving. And sometimes the church is very harsh. And sometimes the church is very divisive. And I've been criticized and I've been hurt by the church and got tired by the church. But I looked at my son standing there and he was just weeping. And I put my arm around him. I said, what's it, boy? He said, Dad, for the first time in my life, I can see that the church is beautiful. Does this bride take your breath away? Does the fact that an Afrikaans man whose friends come from New Zealand, and the first thing he said to him, you must come to my church today. Does this bride take your breath away? Does those Greek people that walked in here because somebody came from Portugal and their visas expired, so they came to South Africa and they stayed with a Greek family and they invited them to church and they came to church and made their lives right with God, and then they got their visas and went back to Portugal, and now the whole Greek, you know how the Greeks work, it's like, hey, my brother George and my other brother George and my other brother George. There are a whole row of Georges out there. And Nick. It's my other brother Nick and my other brother Nick. There is like, you've got to watch out for the Greeks. They'll take over here. But God sends a man, a family from Portugal to stay with a Greek family so that he can introduce them to the beauty of the church. Does it still take your breath away? Let me show you what takes my breath away. Where's a picture of that lady, please? Bringing her chair. That takes my breath away. And somebody said to me, how can you let old people carry their chairs? Because old people want to carry their chairs. Amen. And the fact that she's got a wheelie didn't stop her from carrying her chair. That takes my breath away. Where's the UCT picture? That takes my breath away. Why don't you stand, doctor? You're getting a lot of attention. And where are you, Mr. Rowan Phillips? Where are you? In 1971, I was 2 years old. And this guy goes to the front of the church because he adopted a child. And they've adopted a whole lot of children. And that man goes back to his house and goes through his photographs and realizes second row on the left-hand side is that guy. And third row from the right is that guy. And in 1971, they were on the SRC of UCT. And 48 years later, God puts them in the same church. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my hat, God. Oh, my hat. Last Sunday, we got the 300, and the 300 is finished now. So you 300 who built that last church, praise God, it's over. Forgetting what is behind, we press on to lay hold of that for which Christ laid hold of us. You've had your glory, it's over. It's now the 2000. Amen. We'll never mention the 300 again, but last week we had the 300 that built that previous facility. We had them standing in the front, and everybody that had got saved and baptized in that tent came and stood in front of them. And I had the privilege of standing between the 300 and the people that were saved and baptized. That stirs my heart. When a man takes his microphone and says, when I walked into this church, I was high and I was addicted to cocaine. And now he's free. That stirs my heart. I went to Bloemfontein. I preached there yesterday, or day before yesterday. Fully Afrikaans environment. Not one English person there except me. So ek het my best Afrikaans probeer. En ek het vir hulle 'n storie vertel van die oom Toffie wat ek ontmoet het op die plotte in Boskop. En van sy skoonseun Jan in Switserynike. Ek het gesê die Here het 'n Engelsman gebruik om 'n boer en sy skoonpa reconcile. Ja. And anyway, I just told that story to make the Afrikaans people like me, then I preached in English. And afterwards, this young boy, he walks up to me, he's 22 years old. He said, oom, kan ek met jou praat? Ek sê, ja, jy kan. Hy sê, oom, my ma is Jan. Jan in Switserynike is my ma se broer. Ons familie is nie saam nie, oom. En oom, ons het gehoor van die Engelsman in Pretoria, oom, wat ons familie teruggebring het. En oom, ek het nou vir 8 weke gebid dat ek u sal ontmoet. Dat u ons gesin kan saambring. What takes your breath away? why on earth are you here? What is God going to do with us? Amen? Let's read what it says here. For time's sake, let's read in chapter 3, please. And verse 15. The fountain gate was repaired by Shalen, son of Kolhoza, ruler of the district of Mizpah. He rebuilt it, roofing it over and putting its doors and bolts and bars in place. He also had repaired the wall of the pool of Siloam by the king's garden, as far as the steps going down from the city of David. Beyond him, Nehemiah, son of Azbuk, ruler of the half-district of Beth Zur, made repairs up to a point opposite the tombs of David, as far as the artificial pool and the house of the heroes. Say the house of the heroes. We normally do things by democracy, but I'm going to rename this building. But I would like our staff, all of our staff, to come up to the front, please. Because the Bible does talk about the house of heroes. Come and stand up here. Come, Eugene. Clint. Come, Andy. Come up, bud. This is a very, very, very big church run by a very, very small team. And I know there are hundreds of 560 volunteers arrived here on Tuesday night. You are the heroes, but somebody's got to carry the can. And sometimes we've got to stop and give honor where honor is due. I want to say to every single one of you, you make up the house of heroes of this church. Thank you for the unbelievably long nights. If I look at this design, the creativity is like out of this world. From the signs to the pictures in the toilets to the detail in the mother's room to that coffee shop, which we can, if we can use it in weekends, we'll just take it around Pretoria and make bucks at the rugby. But I want to say to you every single, where's Eugene? You need to be up here too, buddy. I just want to say it's humbling to work with you. And most of you never ever take the spotlight, but you bust your guts behind the scenes to make this church work. And most churches this side around the world have got a staff probably 10 times the size of our staff. And I didn't know how to honor you, and then I was just reading through the book of Nehemiah over and over and over again, and then I just saw that phrase, the house of heroes. And you are the house of heroes. Wow, and you stay there, and if you've got a camera, you can bring it here, please. Where's the camera? Or the video? Just stop there. Just the video. Just put the video on that chair, please. Is it behind me or is it on the side there? On the chair. No, no, just film the chair. Can you just put the chair up? We do honor men, but we glorify God. I'm going to just take the privilege of renaming this building the House of the Hero. That only one person will take their rightful place in this building. His name will be Jesus. He will produce young people like we saw on the stage, colored people, Indian people, white people, men and women. And last Sunday, before we had one meeting, a lady made right with her, with Jesus, and she was gone on Monday. And I pray as we glorify Jesus and give him his rightful place, I pray that we'll see 365 baptisms in this tent before we move. I pray that we'll see 1,000 salvations before we move to our new building, if we give him his rightful place. I pray that we'll never become full of ourselves, never ever honor or glorify man above Jesus. I pray that we would humble ourselves in this tent. I pray that we would forgive people in this tent. I pray that we would be generous in this tent. I pray that we would sacrifice and serve in this tent. When they were building in the book of Nehemiah, the enemy came and he said, "What are these feeble Jews doing?" And it's easy to think, what on earth are we doing in the middle of an economic crisis building a big church? God told us to, not for a building, but for people. One cocaine addict at a time, one restored marriage at a time. There was a lady, I don't even know who you are, but she was in a marriage crisis, and we preach from this pulpit that when you're in trouble, run to the church. And as Eugene was going between this building and the offices, he found her sitting in our gardens and said, "What's wrong?" Said, "My marriage is in trouble. And you guys said, when I'm in trouble, I must run to the church." That marriage is restored now because Jesus has taken his rightful place. It says in the book of Nehemiah chapter 4, when the enemy is talking to God's people, he says, "Can these burnt stones be reused? Can these burnt stones be repaired?" And you know, friends, or some of you, if you've been in this church any length of time, I went to a church in Germany in Dresden called the Frauenkirche. Just keep looking at that chair. The Frauenkirche, and the Frauenkirche was bombed by the Americans as an act of spite against the Germans. And they have now donated $1 billion to repair the Frauenkirche. And if you go to Dresden, it's finished now. But if you used to go to Dresden, there was a big town square that was just full of burnt stones that had been bombed by the Americans. And each stone had a name and a number on it. And everyone was individually fixed by a stonesmith and placed back in its rightful place in the church. And I don't care how much you've been bombed, how much you've been burnt, or how much you've been broken. If we put Jesus in his rightful place, if this becomes the home of the hero, then every burnt stone can get fixed. It doesn't matter how burnt you are or how broken you are. But Lord, we don't have many days like this. But we name you, Lord God, the hero of this house. The house of the hero. Just one hero. His name is Jesus. He can fix you, he can heal you, he can touch you, he can soften you, he can strengthen you, he can unite you, he can reconcile you, he can humble you, he can heal you. Lord Jesus, I pray, take your rightful place. Take the seat of honor in this building. I pray in these next 14 months you can do whatever you do. You can have your way in whichever way you want, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that you would save pilots, that you would save, Lord God, burnt out pastors, that you would save cocaine addicts, that you would save those who have been divorced not once or twice, but three or four times. I pray, God, that you would save marriages that are a wreck. I pray, God, that you would recommission people who have burnt out. I pray, mighty God, you would put power back into people who have become weak. I pray, mighty God, that you would lift off depression of those who live under the dark clouds. I pray, mighty Jesus, that you would take your seat at the front of this house. I pray we would be stirred by what stirs you, Lord. We'd be stirred by what stirs you. If you can put SRC members back together in the same church 48 years later, oh my God, oh my God, mighty, wonderful God, what can you do with us? What can you do with us? Can you lift your hands if you don't mind, please? And pray this prayer. Hero of this house, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.